If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulish and Fupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Gulish, in the first hour of the show, and first things first, we're speaking about land reform. In KZN, there were a lot of families, in fact now even, that have land, that live in the rural areas. Almost every family actually had umoba, because what you could do is you could plant sugarcane, and then Hewletts would come there, bakhlahlela umoba, they'd come there maybe twice a year, seasonally, and they'd pay you for the sugarcane that you had. Obviously, you've seen what the sugarcane market has done over the years. It's no longer as lucrative, and as a result, Tongaat Hewletts went under. They went to business rescue, then people tried to buy it. Specifically, Robert Kumete and his consortium. That then fell through. It was challenged in court. And now I don't know where it stands.
And that's the issue of contention right now, right? It seems as though there's been such a significant level of back and forth on the back of this deal that we're still unclear as to where things do lie. You mentioned a valid point regarding Tongaat Hewletts entering business rescue. That actually happened in October of 2022. So for well over, the last 2 years, really, we've been seeing this back and forth between Vision Consortium, which is led and owned by Robert Kumete, as well as a Mozambican investment group called RGS Holdings. Now, since the urgent court application that was meant to interdict the official sale of the Vision Consortium buying Tongaat Hewletts, Vision Consortium, led by Robert Kumete, has now asked for financial guarantees from RGS, its opposition, that has actually challenged it in court. And this is largely to make sure that the base of RGS stopping this transaction is not just meant on, an egotistical drive, or just a measure to actually stop the transaction, as there have been no tangible financial metrics that have been shared as to why it is that Vision Consortium shouldn't go ahead with the deal, despite the fact that business rescue practitioners had actually signed it off. So it does seem as though there's still a lot of contentious issues as to, you know, which option is viable, why the particular investors might be at loggerheads, and of course, if the outcomes of the business rescue process will have a positive impact on all key stakeholders involved, including sugar cane producers within the KZN province. So it's one that will continue to unfold, I guess, into 2025. And we on Kaya Biz will continue doing a review of some of these major stories that have a significant shift and impact on the South African market.
Okay. And then tell us about Pick n Pay and Boxer.
Well, I think this is an interesting one, right? One of our listeners actually shared a voice note on Kaya Biz last night asking about what happened to one of the stores owned by Pick n Pay called Qualisate. And now that there's, you know, the listing has officially taken place, Boxer has been unbundled, though Pick n Pay still owns at least 60% of the business. This is where we'll start seeing the shifts on the ground. And for any consumer who go into a shopping mall or strip mall and shopping center in the next few months, it will be critical for them just to pay heightened attention to the kind of shifts they see within their retail outlets. What we've noticed is that Pick n Pay has already started to change some of its hypermarkets in particular. Now, bear in mind, some of these decisions did take place before Sean Summers came in as CEO and the listing of Boxer. And essentially, they're shifting those stores from hypermarkets to Boxer stores. And that tells us something, that essentially they're trying to implement a cheaper, more affordable model where their margins, profit margins, will be higher, and where consumers are able to easily access a wider variety of products that they need at a more affordable price point. What also shifts, though, within the landlord space when it comes to retail centers is that they're looking to implement a policy where there's more than one anchor tenant. Now, back in the day, typically when you go to a shopping center, it would be known to have just one dominant key player, either in the grocery or pharmaceutical space. But following some interventions from the Competition Commission, we find that a lot more retail centers have at least two major anchor tenants. So that kind of guarantees that there's a competitive landscape, that if you don't like Spar, you can go to Woolies. If you don't like ShopRite, you can go to Boxer. That's kind of the environment that has been created in South Africa. And we're starting to see some of these shifts in major shopping nodes in the Vaal, in parts of Durban, and a few other places within Johannesburg, including Maponya Mall, which have been identified according to some recent reports from MoneyWeb. So it's becoming tangible. We're starting to see the difference on the ground. It just calls for us as consumers to be a lot more mindful as to when and how these decisions were taken.
And funny enough, you may think that that only benefits a consumer, but actually it benefits the entrepreneur as well, because it increases foot traffic to the shopping center.
Yes.
And with increased foot traffic, then you get to benefit too.
Exactly, because more people have an option to actually walk into your stores, make purchases, you make a higher profit, you pay a higher rent to the landlord, everybody's happy.
And so what are the markets looking like?
Markets yesterday was a positive day for the All Share Index. 87,642 points is where the All Share Index will open up from. We saw a beautiful recovery for the dollar rand exchange rate. And since the election of Donald Trump as president-elect in the U.S., we are now below 18 to the greenback. We're trading at 17.82 to the U.S. dollar, 22.71 to the British pound, and now at 18.81 against the euro.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. It brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business Update with Gulit Ufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.